So it's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, and just on into the first two verses of chapter 6. Verse 10 says, "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your consciences. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Amen. The Bible declares of itself that it is the inspired word of God. It says in here that all scripture is God-breathed and is profitable to us. And it's profitable to us in different ways. And what it means is that actually, although men penned the words, God gave by his Spirit the message that's in here. And you could look at this Bible, and your Bible's the same, you could look at this as one long message to us from God. And in its pages we find the message unfolding, and the message you could summarize with this: God loves us, but we're away from him, and yet he's given us a way that we can get back to him. And so Paul, as he wrote to the Corinthians, he talked about his job. He said, my job is to tell people about God and about his love, and to plead with people, come back to God, be reconciled to God. And as he goes on, he talks about the message, and he says in his letter that he is a worker with God. And he says, in an acceptable time, he's quoting from the book of Isaiah, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. And then he says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And Isaiah the prophet was writing about 700 years before Jesus came. And he was looking down through time, the time to come. And by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said, now is the time. And that was 700 years before it was time. I want to ask you, has anybody got a watch here? Could I just check the time with you? Somebody got a watch? Accurate watch? I don't want a second hand. What's the time, somebody? 6:15. At 6:15, it's time to get right with God. That's what it means. Now is the time. 6:15, it's time to get right with God. That's what it means. I don't know, some of you would have a modern smartphone. I've got one. It's the most helpful tool I've had for a long time. It enables me to receive and send emails even when I'm on holiday, which isn't very wise, but I've got one that does that, and so on and so forth. And you've heard of Apple, haven't you? Apple produced the iPhone, and my sons-in-law, I think they're using iPhones currently, and I don't know about you, but I saw in the paper a few months back, as on the day of the release of the latest version of the iPhone, great queues of people waiting outside the store to get one. Yes? And now, my youngest son-in-law is very bright. He pre-ordered one, so he didn't have to queue. Made me smile so much. And there they were waiting. News had come out, the iPhone is coming. And the day it was announced, it will be on such and such a day. And so they started to queue, some overnight, until the accepted time for the issue of the iPhone. Get the picture? And God said, through the prophet Isaiah, the day is coming when it will be the accepted time. But up until then, it's not the accepted time. But tonight, indulge me. Has anyone got the time? What's the time? Somebody? Indulge me. Who's got a watch?
17 past.
It's 17 past 6. Now, 17 past 6 is the time to get right with God. Tonight. Because God has sent Jesus. And so it's time. It's time, my friends. The prophecy pointed out the new day, the acceptable day of the Lord. The day when everyone who was far away from God and all has sinned and fallen short of God's glory, everyone who was far away from God can come back to God. Today, in this place, tonight, at 18 past 6, it's the time to get right with God. Some people, you see, they hear the message again and again and again and again, and they don't realise that they could have got right with God the first time they heard it. They could have got right a second time. You could have got right the third time. I don't know how many times you've heard the gospel. I want to tell you, tonight's the night to get right with God. Now is the time. The supermarkets on a Sunday aren't allowed to trade between, I think it's before 10 and then after 4 o'clock. And I was preaching somewhere once, and a particular supermarket had a cafe, and we had no accommodation apart from a travel lodge room, which is what we tend to do. So we went to get some breakfast in this supermarket, but I said to my darling wife, we can't go in until 10 o'clock. And then I saw a most interesting thing, people going in at 9:30. I thought the law must have changed. But what I found was that the supermarket was open a quarter of an hour early so people could go and get their goods and bring them to the till so that at 10 o'clock when the till was open they could buy. I found that quite sad, really. But the point was they're wandering around from 9:30 until 10 o'clock, but it isn't time until it's time. And it was time at 10 o'clock they could spend their money and get their goods. That's the idea here. We were away from God. And until Jesus came, if you and I had been born before Jesus came, and we weren't Jewish people, we would have been outside of God's promises. We would have been outside of his covenant. There would have been no provision for us to draw near to God, because the setup was just for the Jewish people. But since Jesus has come, now is the time, and it's open to each one of us. Tonight, 6:20. It's 6:20 tonight. You can come back to God right now. It's time. You don't have to wait till you're older. You don't have to wait till the end of the service. You could do that while I'm preaching. You could say, God, I want to come back to you. I want you to save me. Now is the time. I had a client once years ago, who an Italian restaurateur, and I did a job for him. And he wanted me to visit his restaurant, which is fine. It's fine. I don't mind Italian food. And I said to him, I will come at lunchtime on a particular day and I'll bring my wife with me. And He said, well, we don't open at lunch times. I said, well, that's okay, don't worry. He said, but I tell you what, just for you, I'll open my restaurant. Which is rather lovely, very kind of him. And so we went along, and there was this entire restaurant just for us. How romantic can you get? And he didn't open it to the rest of the public. It wasn't an acceptable time for them. It was okay for us. We'd been specially invited. Nobody else could come in. The entire place was just for us. He didn't want me to pay him, but I insisted on paying him because I didn't want him to think I was taking a favour. The point is, nobody else could come and dine because it was only acceptable for us. But tonight, it's acceptable for you to come to Jesus Christ right now at 21 minutes past 6. Now is the time to get right with God. Right now is the time to get right with God. You know, once for all people, it was like when Terry and I were in the restaurant, and nobody else was allowed in. People were outside of God. At one time, they couldn't get in until God sent Jesus to die on the cross for us, to open heaven for us, to make it possible that we could be right with God tonight in this place, in Winslow, 2013. You can be right with God. Amazing. God has done such a very wonderful thing. So he says, now is the time. Jesus died on the cross, rose from death, has ascended, is in heaven tonight, is in the glory tonight. He extends this invitation. Come to me. Repent. Turn from your sin. Believe the gospel. Come to Jesus Christ and find forgiveness. In the scripture, it says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So he says two things. He says, in the accepted time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Well, it's time tonight. God will hear you tonight. Do you know that's the most remarkable thing? The God, the sovereign God of heaven, the creator God, who made the universe by the word of his power, this God will hear you tonight. Because it's time. He's made it possible. How dare I put it like this, but I will. His restaurant is open. You can come in. He will hear you tonight. He will hear your request tonight. God says, I'll hear you in an acceptable time. Hearing us is really saying God will hear our prayer. God will hear the cry from our heart, help me, forgive me, heal me, help me, God. He says, now is the time. In this acceptable time, I've heard you. He will hear you. The sigh from your depths, the wish for purpose in your life, the unhappiness of how you are. Some people say, I hate my life. Some people self-harm because they really can't stand how they are. And God says, I'll hear that cry. If you cry to me, I'll hear that cry. And I'll save you. I'll change you. I'll rescue you. Some cry out for something better. There must be something better than this. Some I've heard cry out, God, if you're really there, help me, show yourself to me. And I've heard them talk of that, and I've heard them say how God answered their prayer. When God hears us, we know he's going to do something to help us. When God hears us, we know he's going to do something to help us. God is kind and he's merciful. The Bible has lots of illustrations of this truth. When God hears us, he does something to help us. In Genesis, there was a lady, some of you will know, called Hagar. And she was pushed out of her home. With her went her little boy. And as they went out into the wilderness, they ran out of water to drink. And she put her little boy over there and went over there because she couldn't bear the thought of watching her son die. And as she's over here, God spoke to her and said, I've heard the cry of the child. And he showed the woman where there was some water, so that they could live. That's what God's like. Heard the cry of a little child. When he hears us, he helps us. What does he say? Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. In an acceptable time, I've heard you. It's 25 past six tonight. If you cry out to God now, he'll hear you. You could sit where you are, but in your heart, you could say, save me. He'll hear you. He said it. Because it's time. In Mark's Gospel, one of my favourite stories from the Gospels is the story of blind Bartimaeus, a blind man sitting by the roadside begging. And as Jesus walked by with his disciples, Bartimaeus cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, change how I am. Son of David, extend your hand to me. That's what he's meaning. Help me. Have mercy on me. For Bartimaeus, it was time. Jesus said, bring him here. What do you want? That I may receive my sight. Jesus healed him straight away. When God hears us, he helps us. In an acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. When you cry out to God, he hears your cry and he helps you. And the great help that you and I need, if you haven't already received this help from him, is you need to have your sin washed away. You need to have your sin washed away. And he can do that because it's time. Jesus died on the cross. His blood was shed on the cross to wash our sin away. And when we cry out to God in this acceptable time, help me, Father. Forgive me at 27 minutes past six. Help me. Now is the time. If you call out to God tonight for your sin to be forgiven, because it's time, he'll forgive you. You don't have to wait another year, another 5 years. You don't have to wait till your friends say, yes, we agree, we'll do it too. You cry out to God tonight. He will hear and he will save you. The Bible tells us there's no difference anymore between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And I will add, because it's time, it's now the acceptable time for you to call out to God. Isn't that wonderful? Once you couldn't have. Once the door was shut. Once you were excluded, but tonight you can be brought in because of Jesus. In hearing us, God is being just as he is. He's being full of love and mercy to us as he said he would be. And he helps us. Helped by God. When God helps us, he releases his power. He sends forth his power, as it were, to bring a change inside. Bartimaeus, when Jesus heard him, he said, bring him here. What do you want? I need to see. Jesus' power was released, and Bartimaeus saw. Others in the New Testament, one lady in particular, a Canaanite woman, she came to Jesus, implored him for her little girl. And to begin with, Jesus didn't answer her. She wasn't a Jewish lady, she was from outside. And the disciples didn't want her to have anything to do with Jesus, but she kept on, and in the end Jesus spoke to her, and the upshot was actually that he helped her and drove the evil spirits from that lady's daughter because she cried out to him. He helped her and his power was released. When we cry out to God, he helps us. And specifically, when God helps us, the Bible teaches us that is salvation from the Lord. In the day of salvation, I have helped you. Salvation is to be rescued, to be made safe. We need him to do that for us, because if our sin isn't forgiven, we will face eternal judgment. Knowing, Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And knowing this, he says, I will preach the gospel. I will implore you, get right with God. Cry out to him, because now's the time. You can do that. Cry out to him tonight. Half past six. Cry out to him. Save me, Lord. Specifically, salvation is to be rescued or made safe. Terry and I live in Christchurch in Dorset by the sea. It's very lovely. I can walk to the sea within a few minutes of our house. And originally we come from London, so we probably drive down to the sea approximately once a week just to sit, look at the sea and say, don't we live in a wonderful place? And we really, really do. We really, really do. And down where we live, there is an inshore lifeboat. And when the rocket goes up, which it still does, they come running and they rush out to sea. Now I am a 50% owner in a fishing boat. And a friend from church and I, sometimes we go out mackerel fishing if the weather's any good. And it's a great comfort to know that the lifeboat's just round the corner, because the sea can change so quickly. To be saved, you know the picture. The sea breaking up, the boat about to capsize, the engine's gone, the mast has come down, whatever it may be, and here comes the lifeboat. Outside of Jesus, we're like a ship in the storm that's about to founder. Our sin is going to sink us. But because he died on the cross and shed his blood to wash our sin away, we can be saved in this acceptable time. Tonight, here we are again, it's 32 minutes past 6. Tonight you can be saved. Now is the time. Now is the time to be saved. Not tomorrow, not when you go home tonight. Not as the doors here are shutting, but now. To get right with God now, that's what it says. God will hear you tonight, and he will save you tonight. His salvation is very broad and extends to different things. I've seen God save people's bodies, heal them. I saw a chap I prayed with once. He had a big patch of bad eczema down underneath his clothing. I prayed with him, and he went straight after the service out to the gentleman's toilet and examined himself, and it was clean as clean. God had saved him. He cried for help. And it was time. It was time to be helped. I was preaching in one place when I said afterwards, come if you want prayer for healing. And a man came out. He stuttered. Bad stutter. I didn't know that. So I said, what do you want? And he told me. And I just took his hands, just prayed. And instantly his stutter was healed. Instantly. It was time. Now is the time. People sometimes say, oh, in God's time. I want to tell you now is his time. Now is his time to save. Just recently, about 3 weeks ago, some of us meet in church to pray for our families. And one of the chaps said, would you pray for my dad? And to the group, he said to the group, would you pray for my father? And we said, what's wrong? And a very elderly gentleman with very severe leg ulcers. Had them for a long time. And as we were praying, I just sensed that God was hearing, because he hears, it's time. And Barry phoned me the next day, his dad's ulcers were healed. Next day, about 3 weeks ago. We just cried out on this day, Lord save, help. I've seen him heal bodies. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Recently I saw him answer prayer and help a man who'd been given his notice to be made redundant just before Christmas. A chap in our church, he was told, your job finishes on the 31st of December. And that's very, very hard to bear, isn't it? His job was to drive a vehicle to Heathrow every day and back. So I said to him, Jeff, we'll pray. We'll pray. So we prayed. And a few days later, he sent me a text, a message, which said, I've got my job back. I've got my job back. It's just an amazing answer to prayer. He's not being made redundant. Still working for them. The father apparently stepped down from the business and the son's taken over. And so the son saw it differently. Now is the time to call out to God. He'll hear you and he'll save you. He sets people free from evil spirits. And the effect of evil spirits, I prayed with a young lady once, more than once, I prayed with different people, particularly who've played with Ouija boards. I'm not quite sure why, but they seem of interest to young people. And this little girl, young lady, was in such a terrible state as a result of being involved with Ouija board. Because sometimes they really do bring evil spirits into the situation. And I remember just praying with her, and she was completely set free just then. Just prayed with another lady. She'd been a Christian lady, but she'd got mixed up. And she'd gone to see a clairvoyant. And after she'd seen the clairvoyant, this lady could no longer pray. She was bound up. I remember praying for her in our living room. She was just set free. Jesus is wonderful. And he does save different aspects of people's lives that need it. But most of all, he saves us by forgiving us and cleansing us from sin. And this is the most important thing to cry out for. Yes, the other things, of course. But the most important thing is to be saved from sin and its consequences. And because Jesus died on the cross, stretched out his arms were stretched out on the cross, his blood was shed, because of that, we can be saved tonight. If you're not saved tonight, it's 36 minutes past six. You can be saved here tonight in this place. It's the time to be saved. Today is the day of salvation. Now I started by saying this is one big message to us from God. It's a message of love. It's a message that says, I know all about you. I know what you're like. It's a message that says, despite how you are, I love you. And I want to save you from sin. I want to save you from its consequences. And it's a message that's come and that says, now's the time to do that. Tonight's the night to get saved. Tonight's the night to get right with God. Tonight's the night to come back to God. It's very plain. So what are you going to do? Tonight, I call upon you to make the decision to follow Jesus from tonight. You and I, we would be very familiar with how retail industry works. At different times, they have in the stores a sale, a period of sale. And during that period, the goods are marked down. And during that period, you can buy the goods at a discount, the markdown price. But at the end of that period, it's not on offer anymore. And you can miss it. But tonight, it's the night of salvation. If you like, the offer is open tonight. Because today is the day of salvation. And I call upon you tonight to make that decision. To decide to follow Jesus. Before I give you the opportunity to respond, if you haven't already done so in your heart as I've been preaching, I want to tell you that to follow Jesus is the most exciting, wonderful life that you'll ever have. When you start to follow Jesus, when you become a Christian, it doesn't mean all your problems go away. It doesn't mean everything becomes easy. It doesn't mean you'll never have any more troubles. On the contrary, it gives no promise of that. But what it does give us is forgiveness of sin and the gift of eternal life. And it gives us purpose. God comes into our lives and gives us purpose, a reason to live. What's it all about? Well, here's the answer. You give your life to Jesus Christ and God gives you purpose and direction in your life. And so you weigh it up. You say, well, I need God. I have to decide. He offers me this. At the moment, I've got this life. It's full of things which aren't the best. It's prospects. I don't know about this life. I don't know about the future. In fact, what I do know is, according to this book, I'll stand before Jesus one day and have to give account of myself. But I'm going that way. Now, I'm calling you to stop and to turn. And say, no longer am I going my own way. I'm going to turn and go God's way. I'm going to receive the offer he's made tonight. God is offering you tonight. This is his message. He's offering you tonight. If you call out to him, he'll hear you and he'll save you tonight in this place. But you need to turn and say, yes, Lord, I want that. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my life. I pray that you'll give me this gift of eternal life and help me to live for you always from tonight on. That's what you have to do, and I want to give you an opportunity to do that. And I'm going to do that very simply. It's really not a difficult, complicated thing to do. In a moment or two, we're going to bow our heads in prayer. And then while people are praying, so that no one around is embarrassed, while people are praying, I'm going to lead you in a little prayer from here. You don't need to pray it out loud, you can pray it in your heart. And when you've prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to show me you've prayed the prayer by putting your hand up and taking it down here. Very simple. But tonight's the night to get right with God. So let's do that now. Let's bow our heads in prayer. While everybody's praying and bowing their heads in prayer, if you know God's saying to you tonight, tonight's the night to get right with me, I'm going to say a little prayer from the front here, and in your heart say it after me. Father God in heaven, thank you for loving me. Thank you for giving me the opportunity tonight to be saved. Please forgive me. Make me clean through the blood of Jesus. Give me new life. Please give me eternal life. And from tonight on, dear God, help me to follow you all the days of my life. Amen. Now, just while everyone's praying, still, if you prayed that prayer and tonight for the first time, you've given your life to Jesus, would you slip your hand up and put it down again? Just show me, yes, I prayed that prayer. Is there anybody here who's prayed that prayer? Don't be afraid if you prayed it to show me. Okay. And Father, thank you so much for your message of love to us. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us that opportunity tonight to call out to you. And thank you, Lord, that your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Can I just say how we've really enjoyed being with you over the weekend. To Pastor Tom and Pastor Daniel, thank you for your hospitality. We really enjoyed that. And we trust that God will really bless you as a fellowship, and that the future will be very good for you. Amen.